Hawthorn has been dominating headlines over the last 48 hours. Again, you went here yesterday half. I want to get your take. I mean, we saw and heard from Andrew Gower as the club president yesterday. You're going to touch more on it with Robbo later on. But
yes,
what was your thoughts on the findings from Gillon McLachlan? Deal done, but it looks like it will end up in the Human Rights Commission.
Well, I think it was... I don't know how they got to that point. It's been doomed since it was leaked, this whole thing, because the natural justice wasn't able to be served. So therefore, you can't have any good faith in it. And the people who had allegations laid against them, Clarkson, Burt and Fagan, had no chance to A, see the information early, B, respond to that information before it was made public, or C, as we heard from Chris Fagan and Jason Burt yesterday, get access to the documents until last week. So it's been 8 months into the investigation. So I don't know how that happens. I don't know how you get 8 months into an investigation with allegations as serious as these are against three people, and they can't see what they're up against. That makes zero sense to me. So part of me thinks that this was always going to be the outcome, because you weren't going to be able to get a suitable outcome otherwise, because of the way it all started.
It's going to drag on and on.
It's going to be a minefield.
To be honest, I'm not going to delve into it too much because I'm a bit tired of it.
I want to read something that Jason Burt said on, I think it was LinkedIn yesterday. I want to read that because he came out swinging, and there's a couple of things that he said that are very, very interesting indeed. So he goes on to that point. So the leaking of it to the media by whoever did it was even worse. This is Jason Burt. Yet within this process, it has been heartening to review the documents and interviews shared by all past players and officials, many Indigenous, who speak a different truth about how the Hawthorn Football Club operated in the same time as these vile allegations. The AFL could not speak this truth yesterday. This was last night, so he's talking about when the AFL had their findings on Tuesday night with Gill. The independent panel had been provided with thousands of documents from Hawthorn for review. Moreover, I also provided the AFL with detailed information, which I believe demonstrated our innocence and is now supported by this finding of the awful allegations that have been made by the complainants and leaked to the media without any opportunity to respond. Chris, Alistair and I were refused access. That's interesting. It's refused access to the Hawthorn documents until last week. This is a case of four men, brackets former players, that spent time at Hawthorn and who all needed substantial guidance, support and care. This is what they and so many other players received from many people over their time at Hawthorn, including from Alistair, Chris and myself. All four former players have spent time in my house with my family as part of the club's method of helping each to resolve their issues. Their time at Hawthorn was maximised because of the on and off field support offered to each. If the outcome of this imperfect resolution appeases the complainants, then I wish them well. Unfortunately, this outcome has done little to diminish the anguish and hurt experienced by my family throughout this ordeal and most likely well into the future. Few people would appreciate the path Alistair, Chris and I have walked for the past 8 months under the weight of these grave and false allegations. I'm glad that the allegations have been dismissed by the AFL and the independent panel and look forward to the opportunity to reveal the truth in any further proceedings. He did go on to say, the Binmata report commissioned by Hawthorn and leaked to the media was a disgrace. Hawthorn's appointment of Phil Egan to conduct it was the first example of poor governance by Hawthorn Football Club in this process. I also think, this is the kicker for everything, most of it. I also think it's important to clarify that Zach and Kylie, who we've read a fair bit about in the last little while, who continue to make allegations to the media, are not Indigenous Australians. I read that with great interest.
Yep.
So I'm keen to get Robbo's take on that a little bit later on. He's got some more on that in the paper today, in the Herald Sun today.
Collingwood, Craig McRae away yesterday with illness. Justin Lapich.
Oh, you didn't bag him though, did you? Yeah, exactly right.
You haven't been bagging him at all.
Oh, that is garbage. Continue.
Thoughts and prayers. So Justin Lepich stepped up to the plate with a press conference. Now, Lepich would have to be in the mix, you would think, for the Richmond job, would he not?
I would think they would talk to him, yeah.
Well, he was asked about it yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
No, I mean, never say never, but it's unlikely at this point in time, but it's a never say never. I guess I'm long enough now from my last appointment that I'm not burnt by the experience, but I think these things, you've got to, you know, it's almost like a marriage. You've got to commit together for a long period of time. It's such a pie in the sky thing for me at the moment. I'm really committed to this club and where it's going, and I've just started this journey, so for me it's not even on the radar, to be honest.
Not on the radar. The problem with this from an assistant coaching perspective is that it's so long to go to the end of the season. Like, if it's August, end of July, you know, maybe you start to think about it and get a bit more actively involved in the process. But there's another, what have we got, 13 weeks to go, 10 weeks to go.
Well, he had a taste of the senior coaching role with Brisbane back in 2014 to 2016. Ended up as a Richmond assistant coach when they won the flags in 2019 and 2020. Has since been at Collingwood from 2021 onwards. He's been around for quite a while. Tasting success. You'd have to really put him up there, wouldn't you?
Well, he is highly touted as one of the strategic masterminds behind what Collingwood are doing. So if that is the case, then Richmond would be silly not to get him back involved, considering he knows the process, he knows the players, he knows the club pretty well, pretty intimately. Or do they need someone, yeah, absolutely, that's never been involved, a fresh new voice and face around the place? That's the question they'll have to ask themselves.
From one powerhouse club in Collingwood to another, Carlton, Harry Mackay. Obviously been in the headlines for his inaccuracy in front of goal, costing Carlton games. It was interesting yesterday, I'm not sure if you heard his podcast that he does with his brother Ben, but Harry, of course, headlines, as we say, with his goal-kicking accuracy. Well, he spoke about that yesterday at length. Have a listen.
Because of what I'm not doing well at the moment, it affects other people that, yeah, maybe it shouldn't. But so that part's, I find that part hard when it, like, it affects other people. Yeah.
Is it something you think about sort of throughout the day and throughout the week, even on game day, or is it something that doesn't really cross your mind?
No, it definitely crosses your mind. I think it's, yeah, you'd be lying if you say you're not thinking about it a lot.
Yeah.
I said to someone a couple of weeks ago that if there was no media footy, we were playing in COVID, no one was at the ground, and no one watched, no one cared, like, I'd still feel as, like, I'd want this to turn more then than it does now. Like, it doesn't, all the media stuff is another wave to it, but, like, I guess, want to be good that I put on myself and the expectation of myself. Like, as I said, no one could be watching me. It could be in COVID, and I'd still be as frustrated now as I would be that everyone's watching.
Harry Mackay there with brother Ben. What do they call that podcast? There's a name for it. I don't know what it is. But anyway, if you want to, I'm sure you could find it on your podcast provider. He wants to keep more goals. He's disappointed. Part of the commentary, it goes on. It says, on Friday night, if Charlie and I had kicked straight, the reality is we would have won the game. I'm big enough and ugly enough to deal with it, but when it affects other people, it sucks. After the game, seeing my parents, seeing mum's face, she wears it, dad wears it. Ash Hansen wears it because of what I'm doing. Michael Voss wears it. It definitely crosses your mind. You'd be lying if you said you were not thinking about it a lot.
Doesn't say the owl wears it in there.
Doesn't say the owl or Mikey Velasaris wears it.
Three goals in 4 weeks.
58-33 in 2021, 45-31 last year. So that ratio is pretty good. He's kicked 14-16 from 40 shots, I think, 41 or 2 shots, I think, this year. So it's not going to plan. As I said on Tuesday, Harry's going to be fine. And there is certainly a lot of scrutiny around him at the moment and his kicking. And that's fair enough because he is a bit all over the shop and he's got to sort that out. But, you know, your parents and your friends and your partners always wear when things aren't going well. It doesn't matter if it's kicking goals or not getting a touch or whatever it might be. Your parents and friends and partners always wear that. So that's not new information. And it was after the game when he considers he and Charlie's performance cost them the game. So that's fresh and live and real. They're those real raw moments. But he'll be fine. Harry's going to be fine. He just needs some certainty in himself about what he wants to do going forward.
Do you think, similar to the team, it's a confidence thing? And if he fills his boots one game and maybe kicks 4-1 or, you know, 5-2 or something, that'll break the cycle and that he'll just be up and rolling then and it'll change for him?
Well, I think it's how they come. I think it's how he kicks from net. Like, he kicks 6-2 and kick 4 Joe the Gooses out right. The back, and that's not going to fix it.
Yeah,
it's how it happens from here on in, I reckon, for Harry. But as you say, and we discussed on Monday, they're symptomatic of the.
Yeah,
he is symptomatic of the whole place at the moment, in my view. Just lacking any level of confidence and belief.
And yesterday, half without your permission, we started a rolling all Australian team.
Oh, cause... you didn't. No. Who signs off on this? Where's the Hoss?
I took no part in this.
No
this
one.
Where's the Hoss?
It's a radio first. No one's ever done this.
Real.
We had the midfield, the starting four.
Real innovation around these parts.
Tim English.
What?
Yes.
The forwards?
No, in the guts as the starting four.
Right, okay.
Tim English, Bontempelli, Jordan Ngoi, Zach Butters. And we said yesterday that today we'd come up with the defenders.
Is that what we said?
Yep. So we're going to go with it, but we want nominations.
Right.
Via text.
So we want six defenders.
Yes.
Okay.
So I thought I'd get the ball rolling just with a few.
Who's going to be on the bench in the midfield?
Hey? Who's going to be on the bench?
Yeah.
We'll decide that another day.
Are you just doing the 18 rolling at the moment? not doing the 22?
Anyway, just some names to get started. Jack Sinclair.
Right.
Is he in?
He's in the conversation.
Nick Dacos. Mason Redmond from Essendon. Noah Anderson from the Suns. Cal Wilkie. Does James Sisson...
Noah Anderson, defender?
He's a halfbacker, isn't he?
Come on, man. Let you go.
Welcome back.
He's a midfielder, mate.
It's so good
He's a midfielder,
back.
Mate. Sinclair, Dacos, Redmond. We're not putting Anderson in. He's out.
Well, Darcy Moore sent up back.
Well, he'll be in the conversation. Well, Liam Jones.
Harris Andrews as a fullback. Different.
Liam Jones.
Liam Jones is a good one.
Did you say Liam Jones?
Mm. No, you did.
What about my man James Sicily?
I said him.
Where? I said.
I asked you the question. Does Sicily get a gig?
Certainly in the conversation.
He should. But anyway, let's invite listeners to participate.
Righto. How are we doing that? Off the SMS 0416905052 with the unbelievable initiative around here. A rolling all Australian team.
Are you okay with that?
I can't get enough of it. I'm so excited by all this. Let us know who you think. 0416905052.
Radio first.
Who has to be in the Rolling All Australian team? The first ever Radio Rolling All Australian team.
Ben and Harry's podcast is called Ben and Harry.
That's so good. It's so them. Magnificent.
You think they do a Rolling All Australian?
I'll tell you what I'll do. All I want to do today is get a winner at Echuca to kick off June with an early mail special. We're going to do that after this.